This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've talked for years about the Enlist E3 platform for controlling resistant weeds in soybeans. It's had a large market share as the years have gone by, and farmers have been able to make the switch from other weed control platforms based on Enlist's ability to target problem weeds. Many farmers have asked when we could expect a similar platform for corn so we could enjoy the same results. Well, those requests have been answered, and we hear from the folks at Corteva next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Corteva is rolling out their new Enlist E3 platform for corn here in 2024. Scott Youngman is with Corteva, and he talks about this upgrade to their offerings.
Everybody's familiar with Enlist E3 soybeans, right? So Enlist E3 soybeans eclipsed 50% market share this year. But the exciting point is that we launched Enlist corn. And so we went from Enlist soybeans to Enlist corn, and now we have a trait package in corn that brings us four unique, powerful herbicide modes of action.
And so why is it really an advantage for farmers to have those four modes of action to work with?
Well, of course, everybody, you know, wants to fight weed resistance. And so the application flexibility, having four unique modes of action. And then you got the powerful 2,4-D choline molecule that's the basis of Enlist One and Enlist Duo. That's tremendous benefit.
Youngman outlines the benefits of making the switch to the E3 corn platform. Knocking out resistant weeds is just the beginning.
It's going to be broad spectrum, broadleaf control, outstanding tank mix partner with glufosinate, glyphosate, and now with FOPs, the fourth mode of action that we brought with Enlist corn. That weed control is going to be tremendous. And of course, the neighbor-friendly applications with Enlist. I mean, we're talking about a product, Enlist 2,4-D choline, that's 96% less volatile than 2,4-D ester. And I don't know if you know, Dustin, but dicamba is 236 times more volatile than 2,4-D. So neighbor-friendly applications, four unique modes of action, ultimate and weed flexibility.
Youngman says this release came not a moment too soon.
A lot of farmers right now are targeting a lot of water hemp. And as I talk to people across the United States, water hemp is a big driver. Palmer amaranth is its ugly kid sister, so to speak. And those weeds are driving a lot of decisions because they develop resistance fast, they germinate over a long period of time, and they're very, very prolific. Fortunately, Enlist is extremely good on those. On those weeds. We want to use multiple modes of action. And of course, you know, we talk about a broad spectrum approach. We talk about a program approach to weed control. So having four herbicide modes of action there allows you to change it up on those weeds, right? You can use Enlist with glyphosate, you can use it with glufosinate, you have the FOP option. Of course, we always recommend a broad spectrum pre-herbicide like Resicor, something down in front of it. But we want multiple modes of action out in front of those weeds. We want to stop resistance before it starts.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.